What does this agreement do for dairy? Well, first and foremost, it preserves our number one market in Mexico, making sure that we don't have any barriers or tariff problems or consequences in that important market. It's an opportunity for us to support that market and to continue to grow that market. It also creates for us to have protections in the cheese business against efforts by the EU to sort of monopolize certain cheese names. We have a side agreement as part of this agreement that will help protect our cheese industry in the United States. It opens up the Canadian market, as Chairman Brady indicated. It does open up that market. It creates new opportunities for us in the dairy, but it also eliminates Class 7 pricing system, which the Canadians put together because they simply couldn't solve all of their problems in dairy through their supply management system. So they exported the problems to the rest of us. And it has allowed our powder market to be roiled to the point where we have suffered significant losses. So this agreement is important in terms of getting rid of Class 7 and substituting it for a new pricing system that will restrain the capacity of our Canadian friends to export market powder on with market prices that are well below world market prices. So this is an important agreement from a dairy perspective.